daily COVID vaccinations here in the U.S. have been dropping in recent weeks. It comes as more than half of all adults in the country have received at least one shot. William Brangham explores the complexities behind this decrease in demand and what it will take to get more Americans vaccinated.
Judy, we know all adults in the U.S. are now eligible for the vaccine, but as you said, the pace of vaccinations has dropped. We're now at about 2.5 million shots each day. In fact, some jurisdictions are declining new vaccine shipments because they say they have too much on hand and not enough arms to put them in. So what is driving this? Is it hesitancy, outright opposition, or more of a wait-and-see approach? Dr. Philip Kaiser is one of the many public health officials trying to figure that out. He runs the local health authority in Galveston, Texas, which is right on the Gulf Coast. Dr. Kaiser, very good to have you on the NewsHour. Thank you for being here. My understanding is that you are at about 40% of adults fully vaccinated, which is pretty good in your county. I mean, it's better than the national average, but the demand has really slowed. When did that slowdown occur?
We started seeing it about three and a half weeks ago. We actually have about 50% of people having at least one shot in arms. And we knew that when we got to that level, based on some surveys that we'd done, that we'd start seeing people that were hesitant to get the vaccine. What really surprised us was the rapidity at which it dropped off. It dropped off very dramatically within the past 2 weeks.
Every armchair epidemiologist in the country has a theory as to why demand has dropped off. You're an actual infectious disease specialist who's working on the front lines. What is your sense? Why has demand fallen off?
I think there's a different story for every person who doesn't want to do it. And, you know, we've heard that it's white evangelicals. We've heard it's African Americans who are feeling alienated. We've heard that it is poor people. We've heard that it may be people that are primarily Spanish speaking. And I got to tell you, it's all of those things plus more, including the convenience of getting the vaccine. There's a perception that where we were doing our mass vaccine testing was far away. We're seeing that some people just don't have the time. They feel like they can't get off from work. We're seeing some people don't have a sense of that they really need it. But I think the biggest thing really is the issue of trust. There's a lot of distrust coming from all sides. And there's distrust of the vaccine, the approval process, and distrust of the public health officials that are encouraging people to get vaccinated.
I understand you're one of the jurisdictions that told the state, don't send us any more big batches because we've got enough on our hands now. Do you have an extra supply of vaccine now? And if so, what are you doing with that?
Well, we do have an extra supply, and right now we're holding it in our freezers. We've gone from using 20,000 doses a week down to about 2,000 doses a week. But we do think that we may have an increased demand for it as approval for school-aged children comes out, which probably may be in several weeks or within a month. And so we want to make sure we have enough on hand that as parents want to get their children vaccinated to go back to school, that we have that with us as well. So we're watching and waiting. We're counting our numbers very carefully. We're also taking account of the expiration dates on some of these vaccines, because some of them we have to use before August 30th or else they go bad. So it's really become a real dance in trying to figure out what the right amount to order is and watching how rapidly we're using it.
Sounds like you have to be doing a ton of public education left and right every time you go out trying to encourage people.
Yeah, no, it really is. And, you know, I think in retrospect, what we're going to say is that the first 50% were easy. And I think the next 25% are, and that's that group of people that are saying they're not sure, is going to be a lot harder. So what we're doing is we're working with communities, we're working with churches, we're working at community centers, we're working with restaurant associations, we're working with large employers, just going out to where they are and offering people vaccine. But we're finding that we even need to reach out more. Even yesterday, we did an event at one of the large hotels here in Galveston, and the vaccinators stopped to get lunch on the way back, and they had a few extra, and they asked people in the restaurant, do you want a vaccine? And some people said, oh, yeah, I think I would. And so I think that's what we're going to have to doing. We're going to have to be going out where people are to find those people who want it or are unsure, but are not really anxious to get it, and make it easy for them and be available to answer questions for them so they can feel comfortable.
So it sounds like this sort of age-old phrase in public health, meet people where they are, make it as simple and smooth and as easy as possible, regardless of who they are and what where they come from. Do you think that's going to be enough?
I'm hopeful that it'll be enough to get us to the point where we have herd immunity. We know that there are some people that are hard nosed. They just don't want it. And I think that's going to be okay. Because if we can get that 25% of folks that are thinking about it, unsure, we'll be around 75% vaccinated. And that's kind of the consensus number. But I think it's going to be very, very difficult. So instead of doing thousands of people in a single day, we did as many as 5,000 in a day. We'll be doing hundreds of people at smaller events where we only have a few score of people actually coming up to get the vaccine. And it's just going to take time.
All right. Dr. Philip Kaiser, Galveston County Department of Health. Thank you very much and good luck with your work.
All right. Thank you very much.